In the lesson that I taught previously, I told you that I thought that I had finished, that I had said all that I could come up with to say on the 18th verse of chapter 4 in the book of Luke. But then I reread that verse. I reread what Jesus told those people that day, the day that he spoke those marvelous and gracious words. The Bible says they were astounded and astonished at his doctrine, for his words was with power. Jesus spoke some powerful words. Verse 18 in chapter 4 is one of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible, I would believe. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, because he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, because he has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind." Jesus said, "Recovering of sight to the blind," which indicates that some that were blind had one time been able to see, but for some reason or another, they had lost sight. Jesus says, "I've come that your sight may be recovered." In this lesson, I want to speak of four categories of blindness: physical blindness, mental blindness, moral blindness, and spiritual blindness. To be physically blinded is a terrible thing. Someone asked Helen Keller, "Isn't it bad to be blind and unable to see?" Helen replied, "It is worse to not be blind and be unable to see. It must indeed be bad to be blind, never to be able to look at God's beautiful creation, never to stand by the sea and watch that magnificent body of water, or to stand and gaze at the majestic mountains with all of their beauty, or to recognize the love and the face of those that love you. It must be torment never to be able to see that face, that smile, that hand that is there for you every day. It must be bad to move through life as in a thick darkness." But then there's mental blindness. Those that see and not see, who are mentally blind, they open their eyes upon the beauty of this world, yet fail to see the wonder and glory of the universe. They recognize no beautiful, wonderful, glorious thing there. When they gaze upon the handiwork of God, their minds do not perceive that as the work of God, but as a spontaneous combustion that happened years ago. And then there is those morally blind, blindness of the soul, so that they see nothing degrading, nothing shameful in vice, nothing revolting in obscenity and profanity, nothing repelling in selfishness and pride. And on the other hand, they also see nothing noble in generosity, nothing beautiful in benevolence, nothing right in righteousness and duty, nothing sacred in the love of God. And number four is worst of all, to be spiritually blind, because that is the root and the source of all other blindness. Blindness of spirit, a darkness in which the soul fails to see the highest of all beings, the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest of all truths, the greatest of all facts, a darkness which the soul fails to recognize the essential truth that in God we live and move and have our being, and that to Him we are responsible. But one of the worst features of spiritual blindness is the fact that it is content and even happy in the darkness which it dwells. It thinks that the darkness that it is living in is the shadow of God's wing, unable to distinguish between the white horse of victory and the pale horse of death. That is the worst thing about spiritual blindness. It is spiritual insensibility, the fact that men don't know what they don't know, that men don't see what they don't see, that they suppose themselves to know everything when they know nothing. They are not aware that a world of truth and blessedness is all around and available to them. Who shall reveal this to them? Christ is the great restorer of spiritual sight, our spiritual vision. Many of us have lost the vision that we had for Christ. Many of us have lost sight of the purpose for which Christ called us into His kingdom for. Many of us have lost sight of the sinful condition of this world. While the heathens are raging, the churches are sleeping. We have lost sight of the deadness of our churches. We have lost sight of the pain, the suffering, the confusion and frustration, and the helplessness of the world in which we are now living. Oh, that if we could be like our Lord Jesus Christ as He looked upon the multitude and wept, as He saw them as sheep without a shepherd. Oh, that He would restore the sight and we could see the sinful condition. Oh, if we could only see the pain, the suffering, the confusion and frustration, and all the helplessness is all around us. We should pray, Lord, restore my sight that I may see more clearly. He can do that. He came to this earth that we may have a renewed sight, a renewed vision, a renewed calling, a renewed dedication to His purpose. Let God, through His Holy Spirit, restore sight to the blind eye. I hope this is your prayer today. Well, I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'd like for you to look at that verse of Scripture one more time. After Jesus read this, He gave the book back and sat down and began to speak of Himself. He was the person referred to in it. No wonder the eyes of all were fixed on Him. The Anointed One was in their midst. The great Messiah was standing among them, ready to heal the brokenhearted.